the night. Good morning, everybody, from Manila, which last night sounded like a war zone with all the fireworks going. It was incredible. I mean, you just would have had to been here to hear it. And by the way, regarding the Baba Booey idiot who was on a little earlier, I've had this vision for some time now. Actually, I've been having this vision, recurring vision dream, that that you just don't hear Howard's name anymore, except for when you get one of those callers. And this dream has been just recurring, that Howard with his head in his hand saying, "Why did I go to satellite radio? Why did I go to satellite radio?" We'll be right back. Well, okay, let's review the final predictions made for 2009. Not a great year in terms of the number of hits, but what we're getting for 2010 holds great promise. All right, number 92 last year was Rogue Wave Hits Cruise Ship. And as far as I know, that's bunk. Number 93, People Will Create Self-Sustaining Groups. I don't think so, bunk. Number 94, a new energy source. And there's lots of new energy being used, but nothing newly discovered being used that I'm aware of. Number 9, so that's a bonk. Number 95, a return to the golden rule. I only wish that would be a bonk. Let's see. Number 96, Ledger wins Oscar. I don't know. I think that's a bonk. Number 97, we capture Obama. Obviously a bonk. Number 98, young people start a movement, a secret society. Well, if so, it's so secret I haven't heard of it, so I have to bonk it. I'm sorry. Number 99, evidence of microbes on Mars. I think there might be something to that. I think. Did they find microbes? I'm going to ding that. But it might be a bonk. Number 100, seeds and garden products sold. Well, yeah. Okay. Ding. No big deal. Number 101, disaster will bring fascist government. bonk. Even though I know there's a lot of people out there saying, well, yeah, look, we got it now. And number 102, Art Bell returns to radio. Bonk. Well, I never really left, so... we'll leave it right there. And that's it for last year. All in all, not a good year for predictions. This year, however, is an entirely different story. The next prediction to be made will be number 92, and it's going to be made by somebody on the first-time caller line, because, hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
Very well, sir. And yourself?
Great. This makes last decade and this decade, because I finally got through after God knows how many years. Well, listen, I don't like this prediction, but I had a dream, and I hope it's very, very wrong, that a East Coast port will have a container that has a small nuclear device in it. They will find it before it goes off.
Oh, good. Nuke device.
The part I don't hope is the part that the device, the part I hope is that they do find it before it's there.
Well, there are many people, as you know, and many shows that have done pieces on these containers and what they're actually able to check and what they're not able to check. Hopefully, our Nest people are good enough to find that sort of thing before anything nasty happens. So certainly it's entirely possible, and I hope you're right and it's found.
Thanks. You have a great holiday.
You too, sir. Number 92. That one is also within the definite realm of probability. This would be west of the Rockies, and you would be on the air. Hello.
My prediction. Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you.
My name is John.
Okay, John. Where are you?
I'm in Pahrump.
Pahrump, Nevada.
Pahrump, Nevada.
And listening to?
K9.
There you go. KNYE.
Yeah.
95.1. Okay. And your prediction is?
My prediction is that the universe is round. And why I say that is because the cell, from the smallest things to DNA to cell, is round. The planets are round. Black holes are round. I believe the universe is round.
I think that's entirely possible. So
and
if you were
gravity,
to be able to travel and travel and travel and travel, you would eventually come back to where you began.
Right. And I think they'll be able to prove it through light beams.
That's an interesting statement. If the universe is round, well, wait.
I think they will eventually connect.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Light, even light itself would not curve, but if it went all the way around, okay, I'm with you. But I don't know how they would prove it.
One of the greatest discoveries.
Okay, thank you very much. That's number 93. The trouble is it would take so long at the speed of light to determine that we're not going to find out about that in 2010, are we? But the universe might be discovered to be round. Who knows? Fascinating. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. How are you doing?
Very well, sir. Thank you.
My name is Rocky. I'm from Riverside, California.
Okay, Rocky, what do you think's coming?
Well, I think by midsummer, we'll find that there'll be some strange cancers appearing in real prominent persons. Excuse me. And they'll track it down to quantum mechanical robots.
What?
Quantum mechanical robots.
Well, no, I got it. I just was surprised. Why prominent persons?
Well, I haven't got that in my premonition. I don't know why. But I think at the same time, they'll find that just your common people will have a lesser occurrence of cancers, and it will be
prominent people.
Yeah, prominent people have bad cancers. The common people will have a less occurrence of cancers, and it'll be to the same quantum mechanical robots.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the prediction. I'm a little stumped about why cancer would attack prominent people specifically. But, again, I'm here to record predictions, not try and understand them, I guess. Wild card line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art. This is Jerry in Connecticut.
Hi, Jerry.
Happy New Year. I was calling. I would want to support a prediction made last night. It was going to be my prediction as well for Dow 14,000.
I think it was 14.5, but sure, Dow 14,000, huh?
I was seeing that myself, and I think it means that by the end of the year, the economy is actually going to be overheating a little bit, and which means it's going to be good news because the Fed will be able to rake back in some of that excess cash that's out there.
That would be nice. I know they have a plan to do that, and I would hope the economy would get that good. I just don't understand what will propel the economy. In other words, when the economy gets in trouble, presidents are famous for coming and saying, look, the basic underlying economy is sound. And that's something that I'm questioning these days, whether the basic U.S. economy, the underlying economy, really is sound. And that means the manufacturing base, the number of people employed, and so forth and so on. What is sound about the underlying economy?
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's more just a trick of the how the financial sector is bouncing back. And I think the financial sector is going to be doing very well to begin with. And that's
all right. Let me rephrase a question to you. Do you think that what's happening in the Dow, or will happen in the Dow, is going to translate to Main Street?
I think it will slowly. I think that the unemployment rate will probably come down gradually, but it's still going to be pretty high. Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Okay. All right. Dow 14,000, an interesting prediction and could entirely well come true. Who knows? The Dow, in my opinion, doesn't necessarily reflect the health or lack of it of the underlying economy. But who knows? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. I'm leaving the room right now. Sorry.
That's okay.
My name is Daniel from Bakersfield, California.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello. It's a privilege to be speaking with you. I'm 25 years old, and I've been listening to you for about half my life, I guess. So, anyway, I should get to my prediction. I was thinking about Google, and I just feel really weird about them altogether. They have a lot of power and information, so I necessarily don't trust them all that much. And I figure, well, I feel that this year a scandal will arise somewhere within Google's corporation.
A Google scandal.
Yeah, I don't know who it will be, if it's someone at the top or someone in the middle, or but I just feel like they have so much information, owning YouTube, and they have videos people post of themselves and things that people search for, and Google Maps and Google Ocean, et cetera, et cetera. So
maybe Google will take over the world.
I was actually thinking about that, too. Well, thank you very much, Art.
Maybe it'll be the Google dollar. Okay, thank you very much for the call.
It was a pleasure.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. The Google dollar. Anybody hit, I've been feeling lucky lately? There was a countdown going on. I guess it was to the new year. I haven't figured that one out yet. Okay, east of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Art. This is Chuck calling from Tampa, Florida. Listening
yes, Chuck.
To you on 970 AM WFLA.
Oh, yes.
And my prediction for 2010 is that I think that it's getting real close in time now to when the computer designers are going to come up with one that's smart enough that it will have its own intelligence and be able to talk to the guys.
So, in other words, computer AI.
Yes, sir.
Artificial intelligence.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think they're up around the 3 gig range right now for processors, and I'm sure they can make them faster than that, but, I mean, generally, you can go out and buy a 3 gig right now. What impact do you think that would have on the world? If a computer actually became intelligent, one day it will happen, what impact do you think it would have?
Well, I think that it might be something as interesting as if you go back to the old movie there, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right.
And you pay attention to what the HAL 9000 computer had to say and do.
Mm-hmm. I recall
that interesting.
Okay, number 97, duly recorded.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I don't think that AI will occur until we get to the quantum computer age. And, of course, we're, it's baby time for that. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I've been listening to you for 15 years, and I finally get to talk to you. How about that? I have a prediction for you, and you had a caller earlier that was talking about the change in religion. I think this may help clarify that, hopefully.
Okay.
I have a feeling that this year there will be a church that is not considered part of the mainstream that will make a major archaeological discovery that will help vindicate its teachings.
That's kind of general. A new church and a new religion?
Well, no, not so much new, just one that is considered to be outside of the mainstream, and they'll make some kind of archaeological discovery that will
a Holy Grail, something like that?
I'm thinking more like archaeological proof of maybe a city that they consider to exist that not too many other people believe in, that may result in it growing, that church growing exponentially because of that discovery.
Like the Church of Atlantis? That's a very interesting prediction.
Yeah,
I suppose a church, if sure. they were to make a discovery of that magnitude, would suddenly grow. And, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, one of the churches that might be considered one of the Christian churches, but is considered more of the outside of the mainstream.
Got it. All right. Prediction number 98, duly recorded. We shall see. This has definitely been the year of fascinating predictions. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to make a prediction.
Good. That's what we're here for.
Okay. All right. I think in the year 2010 that there will be a nuclear device that will be detonated either in the United States or another prominent country in the world, you know, somewhere in Europe, maybe UK.
All right. Well, what I'll do is I'll put down nuclear device detonated somewhere. It's going to happen eventually. It is going to happen eventually. And I suppose if it's severe enough, it will finally, possibly, teach the world to stop doing this sort of thing. All right. Let's see. Prediction number 100 is coming up. That's an interesting one. Wildcard line, you will be prediction number 100. Hello?
Yes, hello. Okay, great. I didn't know you were talking to me. Okay, here's my prediction.
Yes, sir.
I am predicting that the Chinese government is going to start making strategic plans for an invasion of the Philippines and other countries in Southeast Asia starting this year. Now, the invasion won't actually take place for a couple decades, maybe 10 years or so, but this year you're going to see certain events come to the public's attention throughout the world that show that the Chinese government is seeking regional hegemony. And behind that will be strategic war gaming within the Chinese government and in their military.
I certainly agree with you that they are going to begin taking over the region, and it will begin occurring in the next decade. There's no question about it. But if they venture past Taiwan, Taiwan is inevitably going to be first, and they were to venture, for example, to the Philippines or Vietnam or Cambodia or whatever in the region they might think they want, then they would encounter the United States' wrath. I doubt the United States would sit by while the Philippines were invaded by the Chinese. What do you think?
Do you think it's possible, though, that the United States of America could drift towards isolationism here in the next decade or two? And if we
sure.
do, would that open
sure.
the door to Chinese hegemony in Asia?
It would absolutely open that door, of course, yes. Yes,
that's
of course.
That's my concern.
And a reasonable concern it is. All right, prediction number 100. Thank you very, very much that the Chinese would eventually invade the Philippines. Again, though, I don't think the United States would fade that far into isolationism to allow that to occur. But one never knows. One never knows. I think there would be a lot of other signs before they ever got to the Philippines. I think, for example, as I mentioned, Taiwan would be probably first on their list, and that it would radiate outward from there. But what the man says is absolutely possible. You can't deny the possibility of Chinese expansion. Well, I'll tell you what. This has been one really fascinating year for predictions. Absolutely, clearly the best that we've had. From Manila, the middle of Manila, actually, I'm Art Bell. It's a brand new year, been that way for a while. We'll be right back. Here I am. All right. I am told that Heath Ledger indeed won an Oscar, so number 96 is converted from a bonk to a ding, ding, ding. That helps a little bit. All right. We're in the home stretch of doing predictions for 2010, now solidly in place across most of America. And we'll continue with prediction number 10. Oh, I wanted to get my email address in. I'm trying to answer my emails. I'm doing the very best I can. If you'd like to fire me an email, I am Art Bell, ArtBell, at Mindspring, MindSpring, Mindspring.com. ArtBell at Mindspring.com. Be right back. Now, while I cannot record it, I can't help but repeat it. Hank in Ontario, up in Canada, says, Al Gore becomes head of the Church of climatology. I couldn't help that. You can fast blast me as we go on, if you wish. It's simply coasttocoastam.com, and then search out the fast blast opportunity. All right, back to predictions. Home stretch. Let's go to a wild card line. Say good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Art.
Hey there.
Happy New Year. And like so many others, you changed my life. I don't know if you changed my life so much, but boy, I found a place to really go along with what I thought all along.
Well, thank you. You better get your prediction in before the Chinese invade the Philippines.
That's true. And for your sake, I hope they don't. I'm going to switch gears here and go a different direction. I predict that the NFL will be exposed for the fraud it is, that basically it's all fixed.
Oh, you don't really think that, do you?
Oh, I do. And
I mean,
and
you sound like a guy who's, you know, lost some serious bets.
Well, no, I'm not a betting man because I don't want to jinx my own team by betting.
I see. Okay, this will help. What is your team?
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
And on the anniversary 2010 of the infamous fumble rule, the New England Patriots. I think that either a referee is going to come out and expose it, or a good reporter is going to expose it. But they're going to say that the NFL favors certain teams in certain years just to promote themselves, just to promote the game.
Okay, well, I'll put it down, but I think it has, you know, the chance of the ice cube in hell. But I'll put it down.
Well, maybe it's more wishful thinking than anything else, Art.
All right, prediction number 101, the NFL exposed as a fraud. Well, you never know about these. I mean, I laugh, I make jokes about them, but could happen. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello. Is this Mr. Art?
That would be me, yes.
Hello, this is Mr. Jack in Oxford, Ohio.
Okay.
I have really been enjoying the show.
Well, thank you.
I've got to compliment you also on your bumper music. It's just enough to kind of tickle that nostalgia in me.
Mm-hmm, good.
Love it. So here, I'm really going to shock you guys here, but I predict that the future, there will be no really big changes. It'll be pretty much the same old, same old. I don't believe there's going to be an apocalypse.
Okay.
There may be a crisis here and there, you know, pretty much like putting out fires and whatnot.
No, actually, no big changes is a good prediction.
I'm not quite saying status quo and whatnot, but, you know, every year there are crises, and there are major advances in science, medicine, and computer science, right, and all that kind of thing.
So sadly, there will be many deaths. A mellow year, yeah. You think it's going to be a mellow year?
Not mellow, but, you know, in the years past, there's just been some phenomenal things in medical research and the DNA things, and just incredible. Because there's so many smart minds here in America, and gratefully there's a budget to keep those guys, you know, doing what they should be doing or what they're good at. Sadly enough, there are going to be a great many deaths. I wonder what the body count really was in Iran and Iraq and all that kind of stuff. And
I respect your prediction. No big changes. We never get a prediction like that. So yours is the first, and that'd be 102. No big changes. Wouldn't that be something? A year with, well, essentially nothing gigantic happening. I could handle that. How about the rest of you? So that's kind of an unusual prediction in itself. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
This is John in Reno.
Hi, John.
Hi. My prediction is that there's going to be a comet, a newly discovered comet visible to the naked eye.
Okay, comet becomes visible. Something headed toward the Earth or just passing by?
Just passing by.
Okay, also a very reasonable prediction.
I think we're due.
What do you think is different about this year's predictions? I mean, it's really been a different show.
Josh, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. That's a full moon tonight.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, normally during a full moon, certainly on New Year's Eve, you would expect, well, chaos, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But we don't have it. Maybe those people who have been talking about a change in mass consciousness, maybe I ought to go back and ding those just based on the show alone. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I hear you.
Are you still doing predictions?
That's exactly what I'm doing, yes, taking predictions.
Well, I predict that whatever happened on 9/11, all the evidence will actually come out rather than just hearsay from everybody.
9/11 evidence exposed?
Yeah, exposed for what really happened. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a government cover-up or anything, but, I mean, no facts have really been laid out other than just what the government's been telling us. We need, the tapes from the boxes and everything like that to fully understand what really happened that day.
Well, what do you think really happened that day other than airplanes plowing into buildings?
Well, I mean, I understand that happened and everything, but, I mean, I want to know what really happened, who hijacked the plane, because, I mean, they could say that somebody hijacked a plane without any concrete evidence of somebody actually surviving on the plane, then how do they know they really did that? They're not releasing any kind of the chatter from any of the communications they had. So how do we know that it was really them?
Okay, so you want, I thought there was a lot released. So you want tapes released?
Yeah, the actual boxes that were on the planes that were supposedly were destroyed.
I see. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And that's prediction 104. Okay. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Art?
It is.
Hi. It's wonderful to talk to you. I ditto everyone in saying that, we just love you and thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
My prediction is we all love JC, caller, and I predict that he finds some inner peace and a love for humanity this year. And when he calls...
My God, it's a miracle we were talking about.
I know. It would be a wonderful thing, and I just I really hope, and I also believe that to be true. So...
I had an email from JC recently, something about his having tracked down his wife.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that as well this evening and how that's going for him. So who knows how that will happen, but I...
if JC finds inner peace, I would say that the world has changed.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So, all right.
That's my prediction.
Okay, number 105. Thank you very much, and... That would be the miracle we were talking about. On the international line, you're on the air. Where are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Who were you expecting?
Oh, Art Bell.
That's me.
Okay, I didn't realize that much of a delay there. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's Dave from Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay, Dave, welcome.
I'd like to mention that you just mentioned about the global consciousness picking up.
Yeah.
You may have to go back and ding that.
I might.
Yeah. This is Art, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah, no, you just mentioned about that a minute ago.
I know, but I'm expecting a prediction from you.
Yeah, no, okay, but I was... I mean,
things are getting better. I'm not ready to go actually back and ding those yet, but, you know, it is... very unusual night.
Yeah, well, I went back. I mean, I had 29 last year talking about the power of intention. It was more along the lines of the global consciousness movement. And Lynn McTaggart's doing experiments, frequent coast guests, and the Friday night prayer lines is all part of that paradigm But I see what's going to happen this year is the dichotomy between good and bad. It's going to be a swing year, and I think there's enough positive people from the light side of the force that are on the end of the tug-of-war line here that I think it's going to pull over in our direction to the point where it swings in our favor, that we won't be going back. We'll be moving forward to a new paradigm. Mm-hmm. And it's similar to, you had a guest in 2005, the fall of 2005, that said, by the end of 2006, our destiny will be set. So we have that amount of time to change things. And once the end of 2006 happens, our destiny will be set for either good or bad. And I think hopefully we've got it on the good side.
Do you think the pendulum has moved so far, or is in the process of moving so far, that JC will find inner peace?
Actually, to tell you the truth, that's part of the spiritual movement that one of your callers mentioned, too, of the religious movement. There's going to be a bigger spiritual movement as well. It's going to spread like a warm current in a cold ocean.
Okay.
And what the prediction I have is that there's going to be more what I would call not really whistleblowers, but people that are into sacrificing their own benefits for the benefit of mankind. I think it'll be the year of the self-sacrificing whistleblower, I guess.
Personal sacrifice.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got it recorded, and you never know. I mean, based on the show, it could be headed in that direction. Prediction number 106 is what it is. Thank you very, very much.
And Happy New Year to you and your family. It was fun listening to them.
Take care.
Yeah.
All right. This really has been something, hasn't it? First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
I'm calling from North Portland, listening on KEX.
Yes, sir.
And my prediction is I think Obama's going to give up Taiwan for, to cancel out our debt, our national debt.
The United States might not act if the Chinese went after Taiwan, but
right.
I'm not sure that they would consider our allowing them to take Taiwan to be repayment of the debt. I think they're really looking for hard cash.
Well, they want Taiwan pretty bad.
And I think they'll probably eventually take it either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And still want their payback.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. I'll put it down.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much. Tom will tell us right. They don't come after the Philippines. All right. I think this would be west of the Rockies. You're on the air.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
Actually, this is John from Roseburg, Oregon, but I do have a prediction for you, sir.
Okay.
Now, probably not this year, but I think within the next year or the next few years, I honestly think they're finally going to get us to a cashless society. I really, really do. The way everything's
really?
Speeding toward it, you know, and the credit, everything, the way everything's interlocked. I've just had this feeling for some time, and I wanted to share it with you.
Well, you remember the fancy pants bomber here recently? He paid cash for his ticket.
Right, right.
And he said that should have been an immediate trigger.
Oh. We won't even... It would take us a week sitting here to have for everything that should have been done and shouldn't even had to... I mean, that's a whole nother show, you know, what... I mean, it's so ridiculous, the list that he should have even never, ever been anywhere close, you know, and for the FAA and the NTSB and all Homeland Security to say, and basically what they're saying, Art, is, well, we didn't know. I mean, what's it going to take? You know, I turn on the news in the morning, and this guy's on an airplane, and he had Patton.
I know. Look, when some guy's dad goes to a U.S. embassy and says, listen, my son is mixed up with some bad people. I think he's a threat. And then he gets on an airplane and manages to go halfway around the world to do his dirty deed unmolested and untouched with a bomb in his underwear. You know, it makes you wonder. I mean, are they going to catch anybody? And or are they just going to spoil air travel for the rest of the world. It's really not a great deal of fun traveling internationally these days. It really isn't. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, turn your radio off, please.
There we go. Yes, this is Chris in Ramona, California, eastern San Diego County.
Yes, sir.
This is on AM 600 KOGO.
Right.
And I'm on the cell phone, yeah. And I'm going to go predict that Ed Dames will be judged on air on Coast to Coast via a critical mass. I'll leave that open to be whether which way he'll be judged, but I think he'll be judged on Coast to Coast, good or bad.
Hmm. All right, I'll put that down. Ed Dames judged on the air. Well, I suppose that occurs every time he comes on the air in a way. And, you know, I will again give Ed Dames credit for always sticking to his guns, as it were, particularly over the issue of the Sun and what he calls the kill shot. The Sun has been acting very, very strangely. Not that it's been erupting strangely, but there has been lack of any action from the Sun. It's been just totally weird. I think I've got time for one more call. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Tracy from Burnsville, Minnesota. Hi, Art.
Hi, Tracy.
Okay, I have a prediction for you. Well, okay, I did what you told me to do, and I meditated, and what I got was that there's going to be a nuclear reactor that detonates, quote-unquote, on its own, and in somewhere in North America, and the whole, like, on its own thing is probably the cause for more worry, because what's going to happen is I feel like they're going to not have any evidence of a security breach, no evidence of tampering, and so it's going to be like this mysterious unknown that actually shakes people.
Got it. All right. A nuclear reactor detonates. Unlikely. They generally, as a rule, melt down and don't detonate. Now, there can be gases that accumulate and cause a kind of an explosion, but they don't detonate in the sense of a nuclear device. All right. Well, listen, this has been one hell of a show, one hell of a prediction segment. We've done 110 predictions. We'll now seal them in the Bell Family Vault, examine them in detail next year. And all I can tell you is it's been a wonderful set of programs. Thank you all very much. The behavior was mind-boggling. So I'll be here next time they call my name. In the meantime, from Manila, Philippines, I'm Art Bell. Good night, all.